We knew our stream would lead to a bigger stream, and eventually the river, and out to the sea. It never seemed like a possibility that we could go beyond our boundaries, beyond my mother's screams. We jumped over fences and we cut some down as the stream got deeper and winded around. When we finally made it to its mouth, we stood in silence at what we had found. We were afraid to make a sound. There was this warning written in red. This is the land of the Senecas, keep out. Then Beastmaster said we should not do this now, Hawk. No, we should turn around. No, we should not do this now, Hawk. No, we should turn around, make some plans and come back and attack. We went to school and we told the gang. We all met up the next Saturday, armed to the teeth with BB guns, Rambo knives and machetes. We were a wicked little team. We marched beside the newfound stream. There were red palm prints on the trees. We found their club so easily. We ripped up everything we showed. No mercy. We painted lightning bolts and we left a note to let our enemies know that this war had begun. We said, you got no right to post that kind of sign. This woods does not belong to you or anyone, and your warnings don't scare us. Because we move silently, we hide in the shadows of the trees, and we will not be seen. We can disarm the traps you set, set our own that you will trip. Our arrows will fly straighter. This woods does not belong to anyone, but if it must, it will belong to us. We have won this day. You should know our names. We are the Gladiators. We made maps. We gave names to all the paths. We found a place that gave our little town its name. It looked like a castle, but it was where they made the cement at. To us, it was such a magic place. We made a temple out of wood, and we filled it with the bones that we found in the woods, so people would leave us alone. We were young, we were dumb, we were having so much fun. The new kings of a new kingdom. We enjoyed our victory. Then we got a message from someone named Gypsy. He said, your bones do not scare me. This war's not over, and I think that we should meet the temple this Friday at 3. I woke up early before school, and I ran back to the spot. It was filled with traps, just like I thought. I tore them up and left a note. I said, is this some kind of joke? There's much more to us than just old bones. And the top of the castle is where we would meet next. This time, the time and the place were things that we picked. We said no weapons, we said no tricks. We did the best to hide the fact that we were just some little kids. We were just some little kids. I was scared when I saw him. He looked much older and I thought that he might be a vet. Beastmaster climbed the wall and saw he had a rifle hidden on a rope hanging in the pit. I said, we said no weapons, and called him out on it. He didn't know how I could know until he turned around. Beastmaster had climbed right up behind him and didn't make a sound. Like the war was over and the trees held no more danger. I was sad to see it go. A few days later, I ran into him alone at the place that used to be his old gang's base. He told me stories of their glory days before his friends grew up or they moved away. And we decided that day that we would build something new. We would build it together. It would represent our truths. And as I got to know him, it was easy to see that he was just a kid who loved the woods like me. He was a friend. He was not an enemy. We made our enemies our friends. We should have never been enemies with them. We made our enemies our friends and our guests.